Book 1. 13 months earlier, June 2010. Chapter 1. Just over 30 minutes after leaving Burns Airport, the jet touched down on the tarmac in Nice so smoothly it felt like we'd landed in butter. Or maybe it was the champagne, already numbing my senses, coloring everything wonderful. Wonderful is what I had been promised. Wonderful is what all of us, for different reasons, needed. We needed to bathe ourselves in luxury. We needed a four-day dream. "I am officially on vacation," I announced to the group, taking the last swallow of my champagne. "It's about bloody time, love." Winnie reached across the aisle and grabbed my arm. Serena, seated across from me in the small cabin, raised her empty glass and tossed her long blonde hair. "Bonjour, Monte Carlo. And that, my friends, is the limit of my French. Don't forget Chardonnay and Merlot," I added. "Touché," she said. "See, your vocabulary's getting better by the second." I looked around at my friends. How did I get so lucky? Serena Schofield, the Amazon blonde. A former U.S. Olympic skier who placed fifth in the downhill at Lillehammer. Bria Gordon, born in Johannesburg under the oppression of apartheid, the youngest of our clan at 31 and the smartest by far, our resident encyclopedia on topics large and trivial, a beauty in her own right with flawless coffee-colored skin and kinky African hair cropped at her chin. And Winnie Brooks, of course, the exotic Brit, the diva, we called her, as breathtaking as any runway model working today, who, most of the time, seemed utterly oblivious to her beauty. Then there was me, Abby Elliott. What these interesting and gorgeous women were doing with me was anyone's guess. For all the complaints I had about leaving the States and moving to Switzerland, all I had to do was look around at these women to find a silver lining. "I think for the rest of this trip, I'm going to speak with a British accent." I turned to Winnie.
"Bloody good show, love,"
I tried, doing my best Monty Python imitation. "And I'm going to be an American," she replied.
"Hey, how you doing? You got any countries we can invade?"
We got off the private jet. Thank you.